Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. We know that there is a need for farmers to apply fertilizers to increase crop yield, but this application can contribute to Gulf hypoxia. That fertilizer leaches into the farm tile system, which then flows into the waterway. Water quality of local streams, rivers, and lakes is negatively impacted by nitrates in tile drainage commonly found in agricultural fields. In order to combat high amounts of nitrates in the water, farmers can install a simple piece of equipment called a bioreactor. River Action hosted a booth at Bald Eagle Days, January 6th through 8th, at the QCCA Expo Center in Rock Island to discuss bioreactors and the importance of sustainable agriculture. The denitrification model was loaned from Iowa State University and is a working replica of a bioreactor. Bioreactors clean water by rerouting agricultural tile into a pit filled with wood chips. These wood chips contain naturally occurring bacteria, called denitrifiers, that use the nitrates found in the water to respire. They then breathe out nitrogen gas, cleaning up to 60% of nitrates found in agricultural waters. Denitrification bioreactors are 100 to 125 feet long and 10 to 25 feet wide. These edge-of-field tools do not affect crop yield or improve soil health, but they can treat up to 80 acres of agricultural land's tiled water. Currently, there are no agricultural bioreactors in Scott and Rock Island counties. Bioreactors last for 15 to 20 years. Then, the wood chips need to be replaced. Bioreactors typically cost between $7,000 and $10,000. Cost sharing is available through the Environmental Quality Incentive Program for about half of the installation cost of this practice. Bioreactor wood chips need to be 1/4 to 1 inch in size and should not be treated or preserved wood. The denitrifiers eat the carbon off the chips, so it is important to have the proper food and environment for them. Many people that visited our booth saw how easy it was to use a bioreactor. A farmer only needs to make variations to the control structures when the weather changes or when planting and harvesting occurs. River Action's booth at Bald Eagle Days highlighted the model and explained the positive outcomes associated with the implementation of this edge-of-field tool. A special thank you to Iowa State University for the model and Rock Island County Soil and Water Conservation District and Natural Resources Conservation Service for the diagrams and handouts at our booth.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.